our consumer champion Connor Pope has a Greek styled bone to pick with me.
I was listening to your thing. There's two bones I have to pick with you, actually, Ray. First is, I've been doing your show for nearly 20 years. I've never once had breakfast cooked for me, or indeed any food cooked for me. And you, this guest hasn't been in a wet minute and he's eaten your porridge.
But he does a podcast and his guests bring
in
food.
I was listening to
the
show.
There you go.
And the other thing I noticed was you said it was Greek-style yogurt as opposed to Greek yogurt.
That's what it says in the container.
And there's
yeah.
a big difference between right? Greek-style and Greek. There's a much higher protein content in Greek yogurt.
Okay.
So I'd heartily recommend you go with the Greek yogurt rather than the Greek-style yogurt.
Would it be a little bit more tart than that one?
It'd be a good bit sharper.
Yes,
now.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it works because it's less tangy.
Well, I wouldn't know because I've never had your porridge trifle or whatever it was you were calling it.
Get him in there, get him in there. No, the reason I've called it, and I just made it up for today for
it was very
Noon.
Yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah, but the reason I call it trifle as opposed to overnight oats. Overnight oats doesn't have a very attractive...
No, 100%. Like yeah. overnight oats, you can imagine the horse,
it's not
the bag,
appealing. Yes,
chewing
yeah,
away
yeah,
at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, you've been an advocate of porridge for as long as I can remember.
I know.
So when you said you'd cooked something and breakfast was your favourite meal, I was convinced it was going to be a bowl of manky porridge that you were giving him. So I was very impressed that you had all your seeds.
Well, it is porridge. It's just cold
yeah.
porridge. It is. That's
oh,
what
yum.
It is.
That's the dream, right? Cold porridge. If you're going to talk about breakfast, by the way, surely you'd be talking about the rashers and the sausages and the poached eggs and the avocado and toast and the granola.
No, maybe a treat at the weekend.
That's why you're so trim.
Right, I'm going to try Greek style, I suppose. No, Greek yogurt as opposed to Greek style. Sorry. I just assumed that it was Greek yogurt. I never even registered that style was in the middle there between Greek and yogurt. Anyway, now this is a bit complex, but it's well worth doing. And I'm sure people listening may have been in a similar situation to the person who sent us in this email. Dear God, I'm contacting you to see if you can help direct me for my sister. She broke her phone after her daughter passed away and lost access to her texts and photos and WhatsApp. Her phone was sent for repair and it took more than 6 months to repair it. In the meantime, she got a new phone with a new number. Unfortunately, Vodafone could not reinstate the original number, so she lost access to her WhatsApp and the messages and photos. Vodafone have not released the number and are unlikely to do so, as it was originally an AIR number. AIR have said that Vodafone won't be reissuing the number to them, so it's unlikely that the number will be allocated to anyone. She only needs the number reallocated to her so that she can get WhatsApp to issue a code and then access her daughter's messages. Can you advise?
This is awful, and this is awful on a number of different levels, but I think it's a reflection sometimes of where we are as a society. Now, first off, I would have to extend my deepest sympathies to the family because they've lost a loved one, and that's a tragedy. And then, of course, the thing is that we all spend our lives now living in the cloud, or we live in this we have this virtual existence. And one of the funny things is we're probably the most photographed generation of all time. I mean, my children are photographed more than Victoria Beckham, because we have these really high-end digital cameras in our pockets all the time. I'm not joking, Ray, when I say there's about 6 photographs of me aged between 0 and 20.
What?
There just wasn't that many, because in the 1970s and 80s, film was expensive,
yeah,
and you had to take the photographs and then you had to develop them. And for some reason, I suspect my family were not alone in this, they would have spent much more time photographing mountains in the far off distance than their actual children. So there might be about 6, maybe 8 photographs of me.
I have to mention my mother here because she is very good at keeping family photo albums, of which there are many.
Yeah.
And they're perfectly archived with dates, and there's pictures of all of us from pram to wedding to and onwards. So
yeah, actually, and I'm probably exaggerating slightly because my parents did have photo albums and they were all, you know, so those pages and pages and stuff.
Yeah.
But the point is that there wasn't that many of them.
But here's the thing, just before you go on, how many pictures are actually printed off these
days?
And
this is the next thing I'm going to get to, because all of our photographs nowadays reside in the cloud. Now, I don't know about you or the listeners, but I don't really know what the cloud is. I'm a bit like the guy on the bus and the tracker mortgages. I'm like, I don't know what the cloud is. Now, I'm aware that Amazon and Apple and Google and all of these things, they store everything on these massive servers somewhere. But we are entirely at their mercy should those servers suddenly disappear? Because all the photographs I have, some of them are on my phone, but the phone is just a piece of technology. You could easily lose it. And they're all stored on the cloud. Mm. So that's the first point. And then the second thing is, what happens if you lose your phone or if you lose access to your phone? And this is what happened to this particular family, because the woman involved had a pay-as-you-go phone and it broke. And because, so she went and she left it in to be fixed. But, you know, she was like, she had to get another phone because it took a long time to get it repaired. And, between all that, I don't know why it took so long to get the phone repaired, but it did. So she went off and she got a new pay-as-you-go phone. And she probably wasn't thinking too much about it.
Okay.
As you wouldn't.
So imagining that there were photographs. There could have been voice notes.
There could be everything.
Which would have been
text messages,
very, very precious.
100% voice notes, images, videos,
yes.
All of those things.
On
and
WhatsApp,
if you send them via
yes.
WhatsApp, well, the WhatsApp will retain them. But if you lose access to your WhatsApp account and your WhatsApp account is tied to your phone number, well, then you can't access them.
Okay.
So what happened is she had the phone was gone for 6 months or 7 months or 8 months. And when she got it back, she already had a new telephone number. And then she realized she couldn't access her WhatsApp messages, including all these messages from her daughter who'd passed away, and she panicked, as you could imagine. So when she contacted Vodafone, they were like, well, you know, the number's gone. Now, what happens with mobile phone numbers, obviously, is you have a number, and if you surrender that number, if it's a pay-as-you-go phone or if it's a contract phone or whatever it might be, you know, it just goes into the abyss. And then at some point,
they might reissue
the number. And that was the big panic, because once the number gets reissued to a different person with different parameters, well, then those messages that are linked to a particular social media account are kind of gone forever. And not only have you lost a loved one, but you've lost access to all the pictures. So you can imagine how stressful and how upsetting it was for this family. And when I read it, of course, my heart went out to them, because that's the kind of thing that you could that you'd hate to think happening to you or your loved ones. And that's why one of the things that I would always suggest to people is I believe we need to live in a world where we print out more of our photographs. And it's not even a question whereby you go to you and some of your older listeners might remember, we'd go to the photo the shops and we'd get them printed,
yes.
And you'd wait 2 weeks and they'd come back and you'd look at them and 90% of them would be useless and that'd be the end of it. But like, there's all these different companies now that are offering books and they're, you know,
so you upload
all the pictures
yes.
online 2 days, 3 days,
best.
A week later.
You pick your best and you get a book back, or you can just print them off as old school photos.
But actually, I think the book thing is brilliant, because it means that they're all together and you have them all, and it doesn't cost a lot of money, and it also means they're not going to get scrambled up and all dog-eared or whatever it might be. But anyway, in the absence of that, you know, you have no record of what happens should something bad happen. So I contacted Vodafone, and I have to say they were brilliant from the get-go, because straight off they appreciated that there was an urgency to this particular query, and there was also a sensitivity, because this isn't just a regular "you messed up my bill" kind of query. So I got a statement this morning, actually, as it happens, and it said, "We're sorry to learn about our customer situation and truly understand how precious old messages and photos can be. After a lot of hard work from our technical team, we're happy to report that we have successfully retrieved the old phone number, and they've sent a replacement SIM card to the customer this morning, and our customer care team are reaching out to them this afternoon to assist them with reactivating the number. And while they can't say for absolute certain what's going to happen when they reactivate the number, they're very confident that once the number is reactivated, they'll be able to access the cherished WhatsApp messages and photos."
Okay.
So they've gone above and beyond, because they've retrieved the number after the guts of a year being deactivated. Now, she was a little bit lucky in that the number hadn't been reassigned to somebody else. And they said, "We're delighted to assist the customer in reconnecting with these priceless memories under such exceptional circumstances." But it's also worth pointing out that people who are listening now, you should always remember to back up your phone and your devices onto the cloud to ensure that important data is kept. Now, like, one of the automatic features of WhatsApp that you can have turned on or off is that the images that you get via WhatsApp can automatically download to your camera roll. And in that case, if you backed up your camera roll regularly,
okay.
They'd all be saved.
So where's WhatsApp? WhatsApp are owned by Meta, is that correct?
WhatsApp are owned by Meta, which
yes.
is Facebook.
Yes, yeah. Mark Zuckerberg owns
yeah,
it.
But like Facebook, Facebook and all these social media companies have rules. So like, if you've linked your WhatsApp account to a particular number and you no longer have that number,
I'm just wondering, because I have this notion in my head, you know, that the earth is going to fall out of space under the weight of all of this content, all of this cloud stuff, you know. So do they, after a certain amount of time, if a number is inactive, just get rid of the stuff?
They might do,
right.
But I mean, it probably is a lot longer than you think. I mean, when you think about these social media companies, they pay billions of euro on these massive
data centers, yes.
A lot of which are based in this country. Yeah. So the storage capacity isn't really the issue. And in terms of the social media company, they wouldn't really be aware.
Of course,
of whether or not your number is gone, because your number is linked to a phone network in this country. So it's in the same way that if I didn't access my Facebook account or my Instagram account for 5 months, Instagram, like the last thing they want to do is get rid of me because they're monetizing me all the time. Yeah. So they're not going to deliberately shed users just because they see their account is dormant for a few months, because they'll want those users to come back. So it would seem likely that the images and the text messages are all there and they're all still linked to the account. And, you know, while we can't definitively say it, at least now the number attached to the WhatsApp account,
fingers crossed,
is now linked to the to the listener. So fingers crossed that the problem will be resolved.
We'll follow up. Now there are suggestions here. Save the photos to USB. This is for other people.
Yeah.
Environmentally sound, says Claire. Yeah, you might
actually, Claire, that's a good idea, except, and I would be really guilty of this. What happens then is you end up having 4 or 5 USB sticks. You haven't a breeze what's on any of them.
Yeah. And so they're tiny little things as well. They're easy to lose.
They go into the drawer beside the bed, or they go into the drawer in the kitchen, and then you're like, I don't know what's on this USB stick. And you never think, because you never think.
There's a brilliant idea, right? What you do is you have a huge photo album size thing, and then you have a little cutout in the foam in the middle to put your USB sticks.
There you go. You know, you go on Dragon's Den, Ray, and you sort that out, and you can say, I've got a great idea. But that kind of thing might work.
But they're very losable. They're very losable.
But that's why I think the whole, you know, getting them printed into a, getting a physical copy of them printed, be that printed out photographs that you put into a photo album of your own choice, or the actual books, the dedicated books, at least then they're a physical object. And those physical objects can last for hundreds of years.
You might want to check that with a tech expert. WhatsApp do not retain all your messages just because you get the number back.
So, as I say, what I'm relying on there is what the Vodafone engineers have said, is that they're confident the messages will be back. Yeah. But I mean, like, we will hear from the listener again, but this is all kind of a moving story. So we only heard from Vodafone this afternoon or this morning. So at least she has the possibility of getting those images back.
So just... What about if it's not a USB and people, if you get into hard drives and all that, you're getting into, you know, a lot of technical stuff for people, and most people wouldn't be bothered. So is there any easy way of, on an ongoing basis, saving that stuff?
The easiest way to do it is to back it up onto the cloud.
Okay.
And now you can pay extra for additional storage on multiple platforms.
Yes.
And like the amounts you're paying, they're not huge amounts of money, but what you're doing then is you have access to all of them, all of the content.
So the same photographs are saved in different places.
Exactly. So you lose your phone and all the photographs. Like I have an iPhone, so I lose my phone and all the photographs are stored in the Apple iCloud, the cloud.
Yes.
So Apple will automatically download back to my phone. And there was a time when if you lost your phone, you'd lose all your contacts and you'd lose your...
Not
I was going to say pictures. Yeah. You didn't have pictures.
Yes.
But none of that happens now. All of the information is restored or retained on servers somewhere.
Sorry, server somewhere, up in the cloud somewhere. Doesn't understand what it is, but it's there. There you go. Connor, thanks so much. Pricewatch at rte.ie if you want Connor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. We'll talk to Connor again next Monday.